Hey everyone, if you're looking to buy or sell a home in the 25-mile radius of Cinderella's Castle and the market update for the area, stick around for our weekly discussion. Hey guys, welcome to the show on Near Disney. My name is Virginia Carlson, also known as Cinderella. Thank you for joining us this week for our Wednesday discussion.
Yeah, I'm Elijah with Florida in Motion Realty, part of the Dream Team as well. They call me the Prince of Real Estate. Happy to be here as always.
Hi everyone, I'm Tanya. I'm also with Florida in Motion Realty, and I'm part of the Near Disney team. They call me the Latin Princess Elena, and I'm happy to be here today.
Yeah, so we have some interesting topics this week. First full week of September. I hope everyone had a nice Labor Day weekend, nice long weekend. Let us know in the comments some fun things that you might have done. And if you are listening to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or Amazon Music, be sure to go and see our YouTube videos at youtube.com/nearDisney and subscribe and like to stay in the know about more of what's going on in the market for Central Florida. So did you guys do anything fun over the long weekend? You having a good holiday?
It seemed like so many people, fellow Floridians I saw on my social media, were going to the beach. Lots of beaches, Cocoa, Clearwater, Madeira. Like it just everyone was just venturing out to some sea and sand, and I partook as well.
Very nice. Very nice. Tanya, what did you do? Did you do anything fun?
Yes, it was a good weekend. I got to spend time with friends and family here in Orlando, but it's still fun.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I celebrated a birthday yesterday and spent time with my family. So yeah, it was a nice, relaxing long weekend. Nice weather. It was really good.
Well, happy belated birthday, or as they say
Thank
in Alice in Wonderland at this point, a very merry
Fun
unbirthday.
birthday, right? Every other day is my
Yeah.
own birthday.
You get 364 of them, you know.
Yeah. So that's a good thing. So we are getting into the fall season here, and we are always looking for cool things to let our viewers know about interesting things that are going on in the area. And I found this cool article about a hold on 1 second, getting God, where did it go?
Leave us in suspense.
I
Yeah.
know. And now I can't find it. Anyway, I'm having a hard time finding this article. Sorry, guys, we're having a little technical difficulties this evening. But there was a cool candlelight concerts that are going on in the Orlando area. And if you just go online and you Google candlelight spooky concerts, you can find all sorts of or orchestral music to listen to during the Halloween season. And it's just like a cool, fun thing to do in the Orlando area if you want to just go and listen to some music. I know we talked about a couple weeks ago, we talked about the speakeasy, the pop-up speakeasy. Remember, Elijah, that you were talking about
Yeah, Edgar Allan Poe
the
themed
Edgar
one.
Allan Poe. So there's all sorts of fun things. Sorry, I can't find the article right now, but there are all sorts of fun, cool, like spooky things, other than, everyone loves Halloween Horror Nights, but if that's not your scene, then you can find a little more subtle things to do to celebrate the Halloween season.
Yeah, we've been plugging a lot of fall festivities here,
Yeah.
whether it's that candlelight show or the Edgar Allan Poe place, or we were talking about how Universal and Disney both have their own kind of like themed nights going on that you can partake in. You know,
Yeah.
Universal kind of leans into the hard horror, where Disney's like kind of my favorite, the kind of cute, spooky aesthetic. You know, and
Yeah, we talked
I
about Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween, which
Not
is
so scary, yeah.
yeah.
I like some of the cute spooky. Like I saw a meme that said that the entire month of September is Halloween Eve.
Right. I know at least where we are, people are kind of like on the verge of like, when can I start decorating? And just wanting to get into the Halloween spirit, definitely coming off of a really hot summer.
Yeah,
But
hopefully your HOA will be will allow any kind of horrors that you put in your yard.
Scary stuff and all the blow-ups and everything. But
we definitely did have one guy who went so hard that ours had to like tell him to tone it down. It was like, yeah, he just went graphic.
Yeah, I've definitely heard those stories.
Yeah, I've heard stories, people not wanting to decorate outside based on the hurricanes that have been hitting us. But
fortunately, Idalia didn't really impact Central Florida so bad.
Not that much. We're
very blessed that it was on the smaller scale of
just a light storm, thankfully.
Yeah. We hope everyone kind of fared through the storm safely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. As realtors, we always have people in our Rolodex, like inspectors that you can call us to, like, you know, say like, hey, is my home maybe impacted in ways that I don't know? Or like, or, you know, even contractors, people that like fix things up if something like got like a little chipped or something. So, you know, realtors are good people to know. We're good phone numbers to save for our connections and our neighborhood know-how.
Yeah, we definitely have a lot of resources on how to help you if you need something fixed or, you know, helped out with your home. Definitely give us a call. We are always here to help everyone. Right. Speaking of other fun things to do, we have an article about Disney's cruise ships, the Treasure Island cruise or the Treasure Cruise.
Treasure, that's right. Yeah,
it's Treasure.
Treasure Island reminds me of Muppet's Treasure Island. That's actually my personal favorite Muppet movie that Disney did. That was when Brian Henson was taking over. It's kind of like this, they're calling it like the sister ship to the Wish. Okay. And the cool thing is, like, we did Near Disney, our YouTube channel that you're watching now, Kim Hawk, the team captain, fairy godmother of real estate, went on the Wish Disney cruise ship, and we were able to create some really fun video content showcasing her experience there. It's just one of the aspects of Florida life that people ask us about, like, you know, what about cruise living, what about Disney cruises. So we've got that content covered on this channel as well. It's not going to officially set sail till December 2024, but they're already sneak peeking it. They just announced some more details about this. So if you kind of keep scrolling down, you're going to see some of the pictures that they were kind of showing from what they were doing in this grand reveal that they've just done. And they say that the ship's overall design, they kind of all are inspired by different things. They say this one was inspired by Walt Disney's love of exploration. And the theme of the ship is adventure, with kind of leaning into the Peter Pan and Captain Hook as the stern characters, as they call it. As you know, with Disney cruises, guests are just surrounded by the motifs of Disney paraphernalia and characters throughout. That's what makes them special. So Captain Minnie Mouse will be helming this one, along with other members of the ensemble. You've got Pixar having a presence there with like even Coco, and even kind of a throwback to 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, which is a older title that you know, I'm surprised they haven't even tried to add to their arsenal of remakes, because that's kind of a fun classic. So 7-night Eastern Caribbean cruise launch out of Port Canaveral, Florida, aiming for that kind of holiday 2024 season, and we'll continue to keep you updated on all that you have going for you. And they say that just a special note out to Disney Cruise Line Castaway Club members. Yep. You can book your place as early as September 12th of 2023 this year. So are going to open to all guests September 20th of this year. So if you're that special little club member, you get something for it. You get that little first dibs, but otherwise they are already taking bookings this month. If this looks like fun to you, I love it. They got Zootopia on there. That's and it awesome. Looks really cute with that ice cream parlor that they've got.
Yeah. That looks so cool.
Yeah. Awesome. I've also heard they have weddings in cruises, Disney offers great packages on weddings.
Cool. Awesome. Well, thanks. Yeah, that's definitely something to check out if you are into the cruising lifestyle, which I know so many people love. The proximity of Port Canaveral, it's super close, only about an hour from Central.
Yeah.
Just a great option of where to take your cruise from. Awesome. Cool. Yeah, so we'll definitely keep you guys in the know if we get more information on the new Disney treasure. Thanks, Elijah. That's great. Okay, so we are going to talk. We wanted to talk, obviously, this week about some things going on in the market. And I know that my colleagues and I, we often talk about all of the new construction that's happening in the area and how, our clients are really loving the new construction option that is so prevalent in this area right now. And what we have found is that 1 in 3, we have found that 1 in 3 homes for sale in the Florida area are homes that are newly built. And that's what we're finding is because a lot of the resale inventory is not really there that much. Mm-hmm. And so the new construction is a great option just because there are new communities coming up all the time. You get a lot of autonomy with, choosing the color scheme and, the flooring and different things that come along with new construction in, different packages. And so we find that our clients are wanting that option. And in the Florida metro area, just between 2022 and 23, the Orlando area has had a 0.3 increase in people buying new construction. And so we're just seeing that kind of like all over Florida, that there's a lot of new communities and it's just a great option for clients just because of the status of the inventory. Have you guys found the same with people that you're working with interested in new construction?
Yes, especially investors. I know we did that video recently of Cypress Hammock new construction. Right. I definitely recommend people check that out because they have great deals. The HOA fees are lower. It's like comparison. Some investors are interested in short term, some are interested in long term. So it really depends on the buyer.
Yeah, and that's a good point that a lot of investors do want that option of purchasing a brand new home, and they know that everything is like, brand new. They don't have to worry about any kind of, mm-hmm. default thing. And so it's a good option.
They're really good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. I'm seeing that as well. People reaching out to us. I'm looking for new construction for a couple people that prefer that. That's just what they want. They have to have a home that nobody else has lived in, that they get to make the first impact and launch the memories inside from there. I've actually got a closing tomorrow on a new construction in the Bella Colina area. So shout out to Russ. Hope you love your home. It's been a joy to work with you. And we're excited to get you launched in that new house smell. I'm sure it's even better than new car smell. I bought resale, so I wouldn't know. But no,
I know.
I walked in enough new construction homes.
Yeah.
That's fun, and it's something that we do it all here. We do resale. We do. We can find you a short term or a long term rental, or we can just find you your dream home for just your primary residence.
Yeah, and so if you have any comments on your thoughts on new construction, please reach out to us or leave a comment in the comment section and let us know why you prefer new construction maybe to resale or vice versa. We'd love to hear your thoughts on that hot topic here in the Central Florida area.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And we have, so speaking of other... Yes. So other communities, we have Mattamy Homes. We wanted to talk about them because they have a big project phase near Lake Nona near the international airport that we wanted to let you guys know about.
Yeah, Lake Nona is huge and it is growing. We've covered topics there. We've done videos. If you just search new near Disney, Lake Nona, and even its partner area, that next door neighbor, Sunbridge, is going to be like an even bigger area. That's like a 30-year project. And yeah, we're starting to see some of these phases continue to pick up and bloom once other ones get completed. It's, you know, if you meet with some of these people and say, oh, we're just closing out this phase, but you still want new construction, the good news is that there are still some phases that are coming right. and launching in some of these areas in Central Florida. Mattamy Homes is a builder that we have a good relationship with. We've done videos mm-hmm. with them promoting Soleil, and we've done videos with them promoting the new construction in Celebration, Florida, where our office is located,
right.
Island Village area. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they have just basically got going on this new one here. It's like Meridian Parks on 2,600 acres.
Yeah, it looks pretty big.
Yeah, so it's a big one. So we're excited, and looks like it's going to have some, you know, some areas allocated for commercial use as well.
Oh, great!
No, this is cool
community.
Yep.
Yeah, that definitely gives people a feel when there's retail nearby that it's a real community and they, you know, feel more invested, like, oh, we can, you know, just kind of stay where we are and have everything that we need within, you know, a short distance.
Yeah, so there's like they're kind of in their municipal planning and they're, you know, we're calling for 118 single family homes, 96 town homes in this little phase here. So we'll definitely continue to keep you posted on all things new construction, but we do get asked about Lake Nona and what, you know, what kind of lifestyles are going on there. It's a great place, especially if you are a jet setter and need that access to the Orlando International Airport.
Right. Yeah, it's really close to the airport, which is a great feature to be out in the Lake Nona area, which is totally on fire right now. Really getting a lot of new
retail and roads.
Mm-hmm.
The roads, super important.
Yeah, we just always encourage anyone to comment areas that you want to know more about or new constructions, or if you have a preferred builder. Let us know too. That's fun. We like to encourage you to play games, like go into the search box at the top of YouTube, search near Disney, and then type a Central Florida city, see mm-hmm. if a video pops up with us talking about that area. And if not, let us know if the one that you want to know more about isn't there, and we'll see what we can do for you.
Yeah, definitely. That's good. So another topic that we wanted to discuss, obviously, I think everybody heard of the unfortunate passing of dear Jimmy Buffett this past weekend. And he had definitely has had a significant presence in the area where we live. You know, there's a whole area called Margaritaville, which is about 10 minutes from where we are. We're in Celebration, about 10 minutes down the road. There's a whole resort community called Margaritaville that is just like a dream to like walk into, much like all of his songs were. And so we just kind of wanted to give a little shout out and pay tribute to the late Jimmy Buffett.
Our team captain, Kim Hawk, the fairy godmother of real estate, who you see featured on this channel so often, actually had a working relationship with Jimmy Buffett for several years while she was working as a Universal Studios CityWalk marketing director. So she was a person who was around when they were creating the Margaritaville restaurant aspect of the Universal Downtown CityWalk area. And just has some fun stories that she can share about, you know, making that happen and launching that super cool. Like that, they've got that big plane there that they serve drinks out of. And
right.
she says that he actually, you know, as part of the opening ceremony, like wanted to land his own seaplane into like the CityWalk lake that they've got, that big water that's like between like the Hard Rock and
right,
the rest of it, you know, because he's a bit of a rock and roller too. But they just, for like liability purposes, they're like, that's like such a cool idea, but we're never gonna let you do it.
Yeah, he was definitely a legacy. I know Kim speaks very highly of him, you know, the vacation vibes that he had, and all his fans, even though he never like won, you know, one of those big awards, like he touched millions. And a lot of people liked his music, especially that song and the whole Margaritaville movement. I think he called his fans parrot heads.
Parrot heads, exactly. Parrot heads,
that's right.
Yeah.
So with the one of these. And
right, like, and the lays. It was...
He has such a fun life. And, you know, he was not only a musician, he was also an entrepreneur. So he had, like, all these amazing ideas and that were inspired by his songs.
Absolutely.
It's a way to bring that music to life.
Mm-hmm.
Live it.
Yeah. I lived on the island of St. Croix when I was younger, when I was in my early 20s, and there was a restaurant called Cheeseburgers in Paradise, and we used to go there a lot, and that was definitely inspired by him. So he has, yeah, his inspiration and his kind of vibe stretches throughout all over, you know, not just Central Florida or you know, down in the Keys, but, you know, out to the Caribbean, just kind of everywhere. I mean, I know people who are, quote, parrot heads, as Tanya was saying, that go to his concerts up north, just anywhere he was touring, people were, you know, excited to see him, for sure.
Yeah, his restaurant was actually combining flavors of Key West and the Caribbean, so he was definitely into it. And live music. He was also a philanthropist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but he founded the Save the Manatee Club.
Okay.
So he definitely had a big impact. Yeah, he'll be missed.
Beautiful soul, beautiful vibe, and an awesome dream to try to bring to people, that reminder to relax and take it easy and make time for rest and stuff.
Yeah.
Fun.
Have fun.
That's what Florida wants. That's what we try to embody here. Saw a lot of people at the beach that were talking about him over Labor Day weekend.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely had an impact. Well, we are happy to pay tribute to him and his legacy here on our show. And thank you all for joining us this week. I apologize for the little bit of the technical difficulties we had earlier, but I think we covered some good topics and we're glad that you tuned in. And again, if you have any comments, please feel free to send them to us at any time, and we will see you all next week.
All right. Sounds good. Bye.
Everybody.
Make sure that you subscribe and like so that we can continue to give you up-to-date information on all things that are going around the 25-mile radius of Cinderella's Castle, because this is truly a magical place to live.